Time now for companies to watch, and this is where we take a look at potential market movers and trading ideas. And with us in the studio, we have Rusmin Ang, co-founder of investment education firm The Fifth Person. Hey, Rusmin.
Hey, Ryan. Hey,
thanks
everyone
for joining us this morning. So let's jump straight in into your picks, stock picks. You have quite an interesting collection. You're looking at BreadTalk. That's something you've been bullish on for quite a few years, and you've been going down for AGMs for many years. Are they rolling in the dough for you?
Oh, yes. This is a company that I think we all are very familiar. They own BreadTalk, Food Republic, Toastbox, and they also have a franchising rights in Singapore.
For Din Tai Fung,
Thailand,
right?
Yes, yeah, Din Tai Fung, Thailand, and also the recent one is actually London.
So you must eat there quite a lot.
Yes. And a lot of guests coming to Singapore, especially. Usually this is the main spot that I bring them to.
But they haven't been doing very well. They've been closing down some stores. I think they've been overstretched and expanding too fast too soon.
Yep. So they have overexpanded here over the last 5 years. So now they actually realize this problem. And in fact, their margin has dropped to below 2%. And now they're actually looking to increase back, solving this problem. So what they are doing now is basically closing down the stores. They are consolidating their franchisee. And now they're actually partnering with a better franchisee so that they can perform much, much better. Yeah.
So you think things are turning around for them?
In a way, yes. Internally, they're actually projecting to have margins of 8% by 2020. So now we're actually at the 2% mark. And I think there's a lot of improvement to be made. And over the next few years, I think you can see margins start to improve. Even if they don't hit 8%, we can expect something where 4%, 5%. We're more than happy on that.
Where do you see it going this year? Where's the target price?
2017 is the consolidating year, including the 2016. So the target price, my own intrinsic value for this company is at least $2.20. But this will grow if they continue to do the right things over the next 3 years.
Well, another area you're looking at is property. You have quite overweight on Capital Malls Trust. Of course, he owns malls like Plaza Singapura, Bugis, Bedok Mall, Tampines Mall, Junction 8. And this REIT is offering a yield of 5.6%?
Yes, yeah. This is pretty attractive. I think as compared to you putting into a bank deposit, that's giving us less than 1%. So with 5.6% yield, I think it's very decent for people who want to build passive income. Okay, so the recent market corrections has made Capital Land Mall Trust even more attractive. It was actually trading at above, below 5%.
Yeah, it's quite barely hit last week. Yeah.
Yes. So I think we can expect the redevelopment of Funan Mall, which is going to complete the end of next year. And there will be further upsides on this.
So other positives, I think, is low gearing.
Yes. So I think a lot of people also are worried about the high of interest rate. But I'm not so concerned with REITs mainly in Singapore like CapitaLand Mall Trust because their gearing is only 35%. And a lot of their debt are actually being fixed over the next 5 years. So their maturity to debt is actually 5 years. So even if the next year Federal Reserve were to increase the interest rate, let's say to 5%, that's considered quite
drastic. How about to contextualize this? Yeah. When you say low gearing of 35%, what is it compared to?
That's relative to their total assets. Okay, so
other companies, other REITs?
Other REITs, you're talking about some 40%. And anyway, there's actually regulation in place, not more than 45%. So a lot of REITs nowadays operate at a very decent, conservatively geared of 35%. Okay, so as long as below 40%, I think it's pretty decent.
And you're also looking at Hong Kong, Costco Shipping.
Yes. Okay. So this is a company that provides services to the many ships owners and operators. So they do insurance, marine insurance. So in the event where you're scared of Somalia pirates, you can actually get the insurance from them. They do trading of ships. You want to buy or sell ships, you can actually engage them. They also do quoting. So basically, this company is a service-based company and they are asset-light in nature. Okay. So the main difference between Costco Shipping and many other ship owners is that they are asset-light. And in the event during the crisis, they still make money. Okay, so a lot of ship owners during crisis, good time, they make a lot of money. But bad time, when it hits, they can really lose a lot of money. And in fact, nowadays, we are actually seeing a lot of shipping companies filing for bankruptcies. Costco is very different. Good time, they make money. Bad time, they also make money. As long as the ships are on the seas, they'll make money. Okay, and most important part about them is that they're actually trading below net cash positions of $4.30. As of today, I think the price what we are looking at is $3.14.
So this is the one that's listed in Hong Kong, not Singapore?
Not in Singapore, definitely. Don't get confused because two different entities at all.
So is this a wider industry thing as well? You're seeing shipping and the industry picking up?
It's very difficult to time the market for the shipping industry. And I think the best way to position in a way that invest in those companies that are asset light in nature. So during downtime, they are still piling up their cash, except it's lesser. But when the ship industry turns back, they are probably the one that are going to benefit the most without burning a lot of cash.
Thanks, Rusmin, for your chat on Bread Talk, Capital Malls Trust, and Costco. That was Rusmin Ang. He is co-founder of education investment firm The Fifth Person.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. Money FM 89.3. Stay ahead.